This is 5 After the Hour by Les Weinrott. That sing, woodwinds that join, muted brasses that complete the tone poem. This is the theme. Music for 5 After the Hour is the original composition of Sal Stacco. And the orchestra is under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. This is a play about the peace. A play entitled The Day's Long Toil.
Oh, good heavens. You're all making so much noise, I can't hear myself think.
Mom, can I go to the station to meet Jim? Can I?
I say we all ought to go down. Meet him with a brass band. Hail the conquering hero,
eh? You're right, Wilmer. After all, he's been away for 2 years, and
just
I
a
think
minute,
we ought...
Wait.
What?
All of you. Now, listen. That's better. Now, here's how it's going to be. Let's have no more discussion. Jim always hated crowds, even when he was a little kid. Mother and I'll go to the station to meet him. The rest of you will wait here.
Well, I do think Peg should be there. Jim will expect her.
Oh, Mrs. Martin.
I'm a sister, and I think I should have just as much right as anyone.
Oh, yeah? How about his little brother? How about me? Who'd he send the bayonet to? Who's got the German flag?
No, that will do. Just a moment, everybody. Father and Peg and I will meet Jim. We'll come directly home from the station. You'll all have plenty of time to be with him. After all, he's not going back. He's discharged.
Yippee!
That will do, Robert. I haven't finished.
I'm sorry.
I want to say a few words to all of you. And I'd appreciate it if you'd pay attention and pass it on to the rest of the family and to all of Jim's friends. This article...
Not another article.
This article was in last night's paper. It's entitled, When Johnny Comes Marching Into His Home. Now, it says exactly what everybody should do, and more important, what they should not do.
That applies to you, Squirt.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Children?
Now, look, Emmy. I don't need to have any Weisenheimer tell me how to behave. Seems to me I've done a pretty fair job of living up to now without any interference.
Well, I should say, I can't think of anyone in town who's made the brilliant success of himself that Wilmer
this
has.
This is not for you, Wilmer. It's for Jim.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Emmy.
Well, it starts off by saying, when Johnny comes marching into his home, remember, he's not the same boy he was when he marched off to war. He's been places, and he's done things. Those places were strange places. The things your Johnny has done were strange things. You must realize that even as the world has changed, your Johnny has changed that world. And it has changed him.
Say, I never thought of that. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
It certainly is. My, I...
Go ahead, Mrs. Martin.
I will, Peg. Now, I'm not going to bother you all with the whole article right now, though I would appreciate it if you'd read it while we're down at the station. But what I do wish is that you'd remember some of these points. Now, listen, please. First, it says, remember your Johnny may be battle-weary and he may be tired, fed up with war and everything connected with war. Don't try to make him relate his experiences.
But Jim told me, tell me about everything. How he got the Bronze Star.
Pay attention to what Mother says.
That will have to wait, Robert. When Jim's ready to talk, he'll tell us all about everything. Now, I want you to remember that, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Then the article goes on. Let's see. Oh, yes. It says, too, remember that Johnny is starved for home news. It would be well for everyone to remember that every little family anecdote will be interesting to Johnny.
Oh, that's my department. I know plenty of those.
You sure do, dear. It says, three, remember that Johnny has been in a military organization where everything was done by orders and by numbers. Let him luxuriate in the comforts of home. Prepare all the little delicacies he's been dreaming about.
I reckon you've got him all for his first meal, eh, Amy?
Well, I tried. and then the article goes on. It lists every important point that should be remembered, but the main thing is, try to act as though it's perfectly natural for us to have Jim back with us. Now, everyone, just make him feel at home, in his home.
That's the thing,
isn't it? Okay,
know what time it is, Emmy?
No.
Quarter past.
Oh, good heavens, we've got to hurry now. Come on, Peg, we've got to rush to get down to the station. Go over and ask him again, Father.
Okay, but I just asked him 5 minutes ago. He'll think I'm crazy.
I don't care what he thinks. Now go ask him. Goodness, you'd think the one day in the world Jim was coming home, this old railroad could be on time.
I'll tell the station master about it. I'll register your complaint personally.
You're nervous, Mrs. Martin?
Mm-hmm. You, Peg?
I'm shaking like a leaf inside.
I know, dear.
Do you think he's changed much?
Well, I hope not, but he's bound to have some.
His letters to me, they were the same.
To me, too, but... Oh, darling, you know how Jim hates to worry anyone.
Yes, I know.
Peg?
Yes?
Have you and Jim... I mean, is there anything definite?
No. Oh, but I do think we understand each other.
I'm glad, dear.
Thank you, Mrs. Martin.
And, Peg...
Yes?
You will help me. I mean, while Jim's undergoing this transitional period, I think they call it.
I'll help.
Thank you.
I told him what you said, Emmy. He must have taken it to heart. Train's coming in now.
Oh, he's coming. Jim's coming. Come on, let's crowd up front. Come on, Peg.
Oh, my. Now, Emmy, crowding won't help matters. Take it easy. Excuse me, madam.
Sir.
My son's coming in on this train. Soldier. Been away 2 years.
I don't see him.
Maybe he's in the back.
Jim. Where the... Jim.
Son. Over here. Over here!
Jim!
Oh, Jim!
Mom!
Oh, Jim!
Dad, son, welcome home!
Peg.
Jim.
Hey, break it up, you two. You're blocking traffic.
Looks like you picked up something pretty fancy over there. Never knew you knew how before you left.
Oh, he just didn't tell you everything, did you, Jim?
Hey, where's Sis and the squirt and Uncle Wilmer and Aunt Letty and everybody?
They're waiting at home, dear.
We figured you still hated crowds at railroad stations.
Oh, sure.
Let me give you a hand of that bag. Hey, what do you got in there, lead bricks?
Oh, come on, let me take it, Dad. You know, the shock of having someone else carry it for me would be just be too great.
You let your father take it, dear. Time he did something besides talk.
Oh, I like that.
Anything you say, Mom. Anything anybody says. Just so long as I'm home. That reminds reminds me of something that happened in Augsburg. You see,
wouldn't you like some nice lemonade, dear? I made it the way you like it, with two oranges.
And plenty of sugar. I'll have some, Mom.
Mother, ask Jim.
nothing wrong with your appetite, huh, Squirt? It reminds me of a guy in our outfit. They call him Gobbo. He used to gobble his food. He even ate some French stuff.
Like Harry down the luncheon club. Always eats two lunches. Says one's for his tapeworm.
That's Harry. He's killing. Would you like another sandwich, Jim? I've got some nice cold chopped meat. You know, the way you like it fixed.
Oh, thanks, Mama. I couldn't eat another bite of anything. I don't know when I've been so stuffed.
You want me to move over so you can lay down?
Oh, sit right where you are, sis. I have to stretch out and put my head on your shoulder. Hey, you filled out since I left.
I told you you were getting fat.
I am not.
All right, you two. Jim just got home. Stop the chatter.
Let him go to it, Dad. Sounds like old times.
They really love each other. They just carry on that way.
Oh, sure. I just adore her.
And I just love him.
Characters. It reminds me of Ted and Butch. This Butch is the screwiest guy I ever knew. He got his at the Bulge.
Did I write you about your cousin, Millie?
Oh, I'm sure you did, Mother.
Now, come on, let me tell
him. Yes, go ahead, dear. Oh, he's a scream the way he tells
it.
Yeah, go ahead, Wilma.
Well, it seems that...
Mother wrote me. Cousin Millie met this man and married him 3 days later.
He's your fourth. Mom, why does Cousin Millie...
Never mind, Robert. You're too young to enter into such discussions.
I think I'll go inside.
Well, it's much nicer out here on the porch, dear.
No, I'm going upstairs to my room. I'll be down after a bit. Excuse me, everybody. See you in a bit, Peg.
Oh, dear, he's changed so.
Sure has. Fidgety. Can't sit still. Noticed it the minute I laid eyes on him.
I did, too, the minute he came in. Oh, poor boy, he must have been through some terrible experiences.
I'm going up to him.
Can I go too, Dad?
You stay right where you are.
Yes, sir.
And, Wilmer, why don't you two go home?
Fine. Make me feel as though I'm to blame.
That's what I say. I don't think it's fair to blame
you. Now, Father doesn't mean...
I'll explain later.
Perhaps I should go home, too.
Now, you stay right where you are, Peg. Jim will want you right here as soon as he feels like seeing anybody.
Now, don't say anything to arouse him, Father. Remember, it will take him a little time to get adjusted.
Jim, are you in your room?
Yeah, Dad.
Don't mind if I come in, do you?
No.
You, know we're glad you're home.
Sure.
But I want you to know something else. We know you've been through a lot, and... We realize all this must seem strange to you, so...
Dad.
Yes, son?
Dad, do you mind just leaving me alone?
Why, no, son. Anything you say.
Thanks. And tell Peg I'll pick her up after dinner, will you? Swing still squeaks.
Yes. Dad still threatens he'll oil it.
I'm glad it still squeaks.
So am I.
I'm glad you still smell the way you do.
Thanks.
Lilies of the Valley. Gosh, Pig, I used to smell that scent... I think I did. The strangest places. Once I was dug in. I hadn't eaten for 12 hours. Maybe I was lightheaded. But there it was.
Don't talk about it, Jim. I'm here, you're here. We're together. That's all that counts, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that counts.
You want to know what's been going on while you were away?
Oh, I know, honey. Your letters were swell. I sure appreciated them.
Thanks, Jim. Won't it be swell to get into civilian clothes?
Be a shock.
Gay ties and those loud sports shirts.
Anything. Anything, so long as it isn't tan or brown. One good thing about the Army. Don't have to worry about clothes. Say, did I write you about losing all my gear when we came into the fort?
Wasn't that awful? Oh, but they did outfit you all over again.
Yeah, they outfitted us all over again.
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing. Just thinking.
Don't. Don't even try to think, Jim. Just close your mind and vegetate. Relax. You're home, darling. Home.
Home. Peace and rest at length have come.
What's that?
Poem I remembered. Guy named Hood wrote it, I think. I had to memorize it once. I used to say it to myself. I said it lots of times. Peace and rest at length have come. All the day's long toil is past. And each heart is whispering home. Home at last.
Don't be bitter, dear. You are home. Home at last. What's the matter, Jim?
Nothing. I'm going home, Peg. See you tomorrow.
But, Jim...
See you tomorrow.
Called, and she was crying.
I'm sorry she was crying. I'm sorry for everything. Now I want to go to bed.
Poor darling, you're upset. That's natural. Coming home and all the strangeness.
Mother, I'm not trying to be rude, and I wouldn't do anything in the world to upset you, but right now I don't want to talk. I just want to go to bed. Good night, dear.
Good night, son.
Oh, nuts. What's wrong with me? Must be nuts. Swell family, swell gal.
Don't move, Pard. Got you covered.
Oh, it's you, Squirt.
Don't try and pull any brother stuff on me. I'm Two-Gun Carson, and I don't like the looks of you.
Okay, Two-Gun. You got me covered now, but don't think you heard the last of this, you no-good rustler. Reach!
Bang, 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 bang! Gotcha.
Yeah, like fun, I drilled you first.
And I got the hammers on my guns filed down, and I got springs in my holsters.
Okay, in that case, I'm a dead pigeon. Hey, how did you get in here?
Sneaked in? You won't tell.
Attaboy.
Can I sleep with you tonight?
I don't know.
Ah, come on, Jim. I want you to tell me all about how you knocked them Nazis off and got the Bronze Star. Only you won't tell Mom.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. Hey, how come you said that?
Mom thinks we shouldn't talk to you about the war. I think she's nuts.
From the mouth of a child.
Huh?
Nothing. Squirt, you're a genius.
I am.
Yes, sir, you sure are. Hey, Mom, Dad, Sis.
Cut it out. You want to get me in trouble?
Don't worry, kid. Everything's going to be all right.
Jim, are you all right?
What's up, son?
Jim. Hey, Squirt, what are you doing here?
Robert.
Hey, lay off the Squirt, everybody. He's a genius.
Huh? Him? Yeah.
Listen, everybody. Look, I got a lot to say. And you're all going to have tin ears by the time I'm through. I'm going to tell you about the war.
I have to. I've got to get it out of my system. And you're going to quit treating me like a mental case, like a soldier.
But, son, we didn't mean to.
I know, Mom. But forget I'm an ex-soldier, will you? And remember, I'm an ex-civilian first and last. And I was a civilian a long time longer than I was a soldier. Jim Martin, ex-civilian! Yippee!
He's nuts. Sure, just like he used to be.
Call Uncle Wilmer and Aunt Millie and everybody. Hey, come on, let's raid the icebox and I'll get a bellyache.
Yay!
Jim, son.
Oh, Dad, you old so-and-so.
You so-and-so.
Well, I never...
Hey, I just remembered.
What?
I got a date with a rusty porch swing.
Today's Long Toil was written, directed, and produced by Les Weinrot and featured the original music of Sal Stocco. The orchestra was under the direction of Cesar Petrillo. Charles Irving was starred in the role of Jim, and Mary Lou Neumeier and Tony Weinrot were featured as Peg and Squirt. Others heard were Peg Hillis, Charles Eggleston, Tom Moore, Maura Martin, and Joan Lundeen. After the Hour by Les Weinrot will be heard again at this same time next Wednesday night over many of these stations. Tonight's performance originated in the studios of WBBM, the Wrigley Building, Chicago. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.